Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Thank you for joining us. Happy Monday. Typical spring traffic situations are very much a part of life today. The weather warming up a bit, and a special birthday tribute to a well-known baker. And a new computer scam is explained and suggested protection provided by Stan Prager. So, on this June 13th, let's get right to it. The forecast for today is sunshine and clouds, a high of 84. The winds are west-northwest 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 56. The winds are light and variable. The ultraviolet index at 9, the humidity 55%. Repair operations will temporarily shut down lanes in Stockbridge, Blandford, Otis, and Beckett this week. Work will be conducted at varying times in each location, starting today. All operations should be complete 5 a.m. on Friday. In Stockbridge, bridge repair work will close east and westbound lanes from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon today and tomorrow. In Blandford, guardrail repair work will close east and westbound lanes during overnight hours, Tuesday, in fact, and Wednesday. Guardrail repair will also be conducted in Beckett and Otis from 7 at night to 5 in the morning today, right on through Thursday. Mayor Sarno will join with Congressman Richard Neal, State Senator Adam Gomez, State Rep Carlos Gonzalez, Ward 1 City Councilor Maria Perez, Mass Mutual Foundation President Dennis Duquette, New North Citizens Council Executive Director Maria Ligas, and state and city officials for a very special groundbreaking ceremony for the new Barbara Rivera Community Center, Chestnut Street, and this will occur today. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health on Sunday reported two more cases of monkeypox in the state. I don't have any info as to where they were located. The two men who contracted monkeypox had close contact with one another and are not believed to be linked to the state's first case of monkeypox last month. Now, monkeypox typically spreads by skin-to-skin contact or contact with contaminated clothing or bedding. Most patients do suffer a fever, body aches, chills, and fatigue. Others might develop a rash and lesions. The latest monkeypox patients are currently isolating themselves. The latest U.S. data indicates that there have been nearly 50 cases of monkeypox, including the first case in Massachusetts on May 18. Joe Santos, the owner of the famed Italian bread shop on Orange Street in Springfield, has turned 83 over the weekend. Festivities included music, a happy gathering, and even a stop by from Springfield Mayor Dom Sarno to wish Joe a happy 83.
I'm here with the proprietor, longtime community business owner, Joe Santos, Italian bread shop, and of course my dear friend and my state representative Carlos Gonzalez, chairman of public safety and homeland security and socioeconomics, and wanted to stop by to congratulate Joe for his Jenny, the rest of the family, for his many years of dedicated business here. My grandfather, Dominic Sarno, lived next door for many years. And I want to thank State Representative Carlos Gonzalez, and he's going to say a few words, very instrumental in helping out with the renovations. And I have a personal note here of congratulations to Mr. Santos with a little more check donation for his renovations on it. But just a gentleman, he's put his head and his heart, his soul, his gut into this business, makes fantastic bread.
And here at Pioneer Valley Radio, we wish Joe the very best as well. Many have fallen prey to the latest computer scam going around. Don't be one of them. Here's more on this today from a man who knows.
Long-standing business in the town of East Longmeadow is Go Geeks Computer Rescue. And the man behind Go Geeks, Stan Prager, is my very special guest right now. And Stan also has kind of assumed a mantle of somebody, a go-to guy when you want to know about scams, so-called, that could affect your life. And there's a phishing scam right now. Dan, welcome to the program. Good to have you back.
How are you? It's not the kind of fishing that you do off the dock.
Right.
It's the kind of fishing the criminals do to get your personal information and your money.
You've got a scam that you are alerting us to, and I think the Pioneer Valley radio audience would be very interested in protecting themselves. So if you could outline it for us and suggest what we might do, we'd appreciate it.
Sure. So I'll kind of work my way backwards. I'll start by the fact that we've had a number of clients come into our shop who have fallen for this phishing scam and have actually had money taken out of their bank account, in some cases, large sums of money. Now, how it begins is you receive an email, and the email says that you have we've renewed your service contract. And one they've been using a lot recently is Geek Squad, which is the Best Buy Geek Squad people, which is a legit company. They have nothing to do with this, but they use that. What they do is they use the name of a company that really exists. They also use Norton Antivirus. They use a number of different companies that you would recognize that you might have been charged for doing something. So in the email, it tells you you've been charged, let's say, $389. If you don't want to pay that, if you think that's an error, call this 800 number. Now, when most people receive this, their first reaction is, oh, my God, $389, automatically renewed. I didn't pay that. And they call the 800 number. So that's the first mistake, by calling that number, because it's not legit. So when you fall for that, you're calling, and then you call someone who purports to be a representative of that company, be it Norton, Geek Squad, whatever they use, whatever the blind they use, it purports to be that individual. It's a tech support person. They often have an accent. They often sound very legit. There's a lot of authenticity to this. A lot of effort has gone into this to make it seem real. So they tell the client that if you don't want to pay, that's fine. We'll refund your money to you. Can you let us remote into your computer? If you go that route, you let them remote into your computer. First of all, you're in deep trouble now, because they've gone into your computer and they're gonna put, no matter what happens from here on in, they're gonna implant some kind of spyware, malware on your system that is a risk of identity theft. That's at the very least. Okay? But that's not the worst thing that happens here. The worst thing that happens here is they try to get people to then sign into their online banking so that they can then refund your money. Now you can just imagine what happens now. You log into your online banking on the computer that they have remoted into. So they see everything. They capture your password. They see everything in your account. They can literally clean your account out if they want to. Mm-hmm. But usually what they do is they try to get you to help them do that. So the most recent, more sophisticated aspect of this is they'll tell you that we're going to refund you, you know, the $389. And you say, okay. And then they go to put it in, and they put it in, and it looks like it doesn't have a decimal place, because the decimal place doesn't work. So now there's $38,900, right? And they're like, oh my God, this is a terrible error. I'll lose my job. Can you help me with this? Can you please transfer the money back? The client, the unwitting dupe in this particular case, not only has allowed them into their system, but is cleaning out their account.
Stan, you've outlined a fairly horrifying situation for us, and I'm grateful for you to doing that. Good heavens.
Well, yeah. So there's a couple things I would say that's important to know here. This is a very sophisticated scheme. There's a lot more basic, plain, and simple ones that are not nearly this sophisticated. The most important thing for the listeners to be aware of is that if you receive an email from someone that you don't recognize, and they say that they owe you, you know, that they've charged you money, do not call that number. Do not click on the link. You could, if it says it's from Norton or Best Buy, Google their actual telephone number and contact them and find out if you're not certain. And call that company and say, you know, I received this email. Is it legit? The second thing is that if you receive a telephone call, a cold call telling you the same kind of thing, you know, don't fall for that. And no one calling you or emailing you or a message that suddenly appears on your computer screen, none of these things are legitimate 99% of the time. So use good caution. If you're not certain, you know, contact a computer person such as us at GoGeeks, but who, you know, you might work with somebody else. That's fine. Contact somebody and make sure. Also, if you've let somebody remote into your system, even briefly, get it into a professional to be clean, because there is spyware on your system.
You know, Stan, this is great stuff, because the downside of the digital telecommunications age that we're in is that the minute you participate in an email or something as simple as returning a telephone call, you're already transmitting information to people, nefarious people who are looking for that information, and the door is open. So
absolutely.
Thanks for highlighting this for us. And I want to thank our special guest, Stan Prager of Go Geeks Computer Rescue. Stan, give them an address and a phone number where they can get to you.
So Go Geeks, it's www.gogeeks.com. We are on 4 Crane Avenue in East Longmeadow. That is the corner of Crane and Maple. And our phone number is 413-525-8897. But for anyone who doesn't have a pen, just go to gogeeks.com. And all the info is there for you. We'll be happy to help you out. We do free diagnostics, and you're welcome to call us. It doesn't cost any money if you call and have a question. We'll be happy to help you. It's a community business, and so we want everyone to be safe and secure.
Thank you, Stan. The Greenfield Police Department has received numerous reports of hateful and graphic graffiti on the buildings and play structures of Hillside Park. Now, this same type of graffiti was also found on homes in the same area of town. The graffiti, too obscene to share. So this is a matter taken very seriously by Greenfield Police, and the messages associated with it extremely seriously as well. The matter is under investigation. If you have any info, you should call 773-5411, 773-5411, and ask to speak to a Greenfield detective. And finally, back to the peripatetic Springfield mayor. Dom Sarno will attend his alma mater, the class of 1981, the High School of Commerce graduation tonight at Symphony Hall, and bring greetings to the class of 2022. Then at 7:05 game time tonight, the mayor will cheer on our Springfield Thunderbirds as they continue with their Calder Cup run with an AHL Eastern Conference Finals matchup against the Laval Rocket. Well, thank you for being with us on our program today to kickstart your week on a Monday, June 13th. And our program tomorrow, Tuesday, will feature our Artsbeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, and I'm sure he will be happy to recap the Tonys, some more information about Mosso and their Sondheim concert, and anything else that crosses his radar. So be with us for that program, up online during the day and available to you on demand day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. And thanks to Stan Prager for being with us today. I'm Brad Shepard. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.